This morning on Catholic Forum, I'm very happy to welcome four folks who have just come back from a wonderful pilgrimage to Toronto for World Youth Day. First of all, I'd like to welcome Jordan Ashby. Jordan is 18 years old, a member of Holy Rosary Parish, and is a student at the University of Delaware. Good morning, Jordan. Welcome to Catholic Forum.
Good morning.
And next to Jordan is Drew Phillips. Drew is 16. He goes to St. Mark's High School and is a parishioner at Immaculate Conception Parish in Elkton. Morning, Drew.
Good morning.
Next to Drew is Rachel Panacci. Did I say that right, Rachel?
Yes.
And Rachel is 15. She goes to Charter, and she is a member of St. Margaret of Scotland Parish. And good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
And next to Rachel is Alicia Blevin. Alicia goes to Glasgow High School, is also a member of St. Margaret of Scotland Parish, and you're 16, right, Alicia?
Right.
So you've all, have you had a chance to rest up from your trip?
I have.
Did you, like, sleep for days after
I
you
did.
Came back?
Yeah.
No. I had to work.
The girls slept and the boys had to go to work. Okay. Well, first of all, we're really anxious to hear about your firsthand account of the pilgrimage. So let's, why don't you just tell us about it. Tell us about when you left, how you got there, where you stayed. Just give us kind of a brief overview, and whoever wants to can just start.
We left on Monday. I don't even know the date.
22nd.
We left early, and we rode a long time on the bus.
It was like 16 hours?
Something like that.
Straight through, 16 hours?
No, we stopped. Of course, we stopped for, to eat.
Bathroom
breaks, food, you know, we're all good like that. And then we finally got there about 11:30, something like that, at Holy Name of Mary, and everybody welcomed us with open arms.
What is Holy Name of Mary?
Holy Name of Mary is a high school up in
all-girls school,
up in Mississauga, Canada,
mm-hmm.
And it's about like 45 minutes from Toronto.
Is that where you stayed?
We stayed there in the classroom.
We slept on the floor
with air mattresses.
How was that? Did you mind, or were you just tired?
We didn't really sleep very much. We stayed up really late, so it didn't really matter much.
And got up really early, so. I think the maximum night was like 3.5 hours of sleep, so.
So you were actually in Toronto for a number of days. Was it a week, or how long was it?
It was about a week. 6 days.
Yeah. And what did they have for you to do that whole time?
Well, we were kept busy all week, and each day we went to catechesis one day, and we had, of course, on Wednesday, the Pope came
mm-hmm.
for opening mass.
Right. So, what type of catechesis? What did you learn?
A bishop or a cardinal would speak to the different groups that they had all around the city of Toronto, and they would just talk about different issues. The first day was their own take on the salt of the earth, the salt of the world.
No, the salt of the earth, the light of the world.
The next day was the light of the world, and then the third day was just kind of like an overview of
everything.
The whole week and putting both of those ideas together.
Mm-hmm.
And the bishops had their own take on it and were allowed to speak about different topics and give their own inspirational messages and stuff like that to the different groups that they were speaking to.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the bishops? Did y'all go to the same class?
Jordan, Rachel, and I were fortunate to go with Patrick Donovan to venture off to go to different catechesis that he was emceeing at.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to, and a couple of us went with them. And we were really fortunate to have a great bishop from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
And that was really awesome.
And then we also had
the New Zealand guy.
And the cardinal from Westminster. One day.
Uh-huh. Great.
So, cool.
Good.
And then our other, the rest of us went to, where did you go?
I was with the cardinal and bishop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's interesting. So then Wednesday of the week was when you had the opening mass with the Holy Father. Now, what was that like? Was it really
it was
exciting?
Amazing.
It was awesome. My hair's already standing up just thinking about it. It's so awesome.
It was kind of weird when you were standing there and everybody's calm and everything, and then you see him land in the helicopter, and then everybody just
smashed.
Mm-hmm.
So we were fortunate to have a group wait there when the gates practically open. And say this spot right along the fence. So we were there all day camping out and stuff like that. And then we just got squished against the fence.
We started about 15 feet and we ended up at 5.
It was definitely worth the wait.
Yeah, definitely. I'd do it all
over
again.
A few hours of waiting in the hot sun, and a lot of us got sunburned, but
some of us had a little sick feeling.
Yeah.
Well, there were a few of us that had heat problems and anxiety problems.
A lot of people were, like, passing out all around you. It was kind of scary at points.
Sounds like a rock concert rather than... Well, how do you explain the Pope John Paul II's appeal? I mean, here he is an 82-year-old man. He's in very poor health. He, you know, but yet, you know, hundreds of thousands of people and young people just feel attracted to him. Why do you think that is, Drew?
He's very inspirational. I mean, as we all saw when he first got there, he walked down the flight of stairs despite his frail body and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just somebody that has his own mind and somebody who can speak for himself and say the word of God. And I think young people can see that in him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I also think whenever he attends a World Youth Day, he's so inspired by all the youth that are there and the energy that they have. And it was shocking to see that despite all the media criticism that they say about he was so weak and he wasn't going to show up, and he was doing everything with a smile on his face, which was not, it's a rarity for him because
right.
of, you know, the disabilities and
yeah.
stuff like that
right.
that he has
yeah.
faced. But also the one day he was, since he is supposedly paralyzed, what is what they actually consider it, on his left side of his body, he was actually tapping both of his hands to
and
the different chants and songs that we were yelling and singing and everything like that,
with
which was,
honestly.
It was so awesome.
Unbelievable.
It was awesome.
At one point he was, he said to us that the Pope was old and you guys are young, and I thought the crowd went crazy after
yeah,
he
we're like,
that.
We're like, no, you're not old.
So you had a very positive impression of the Holy Father,
definitely.
Huh?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Just awesome.
Yeah.
It's great.
What would you tell young people that might be considering going to the next World Youth Day?
Definitely go.
Go.
We'll see you there.
Because we're going.
When is the next one, do you know?
It's 2005
in Germany.
Yeah? Wow.
Yes.
It's supposed to be every
2 to 3 years.
3 years.
Competing with the Olympics.
Yeah, they didn't want to compete with the Olympics, so
uh-huh.
that's why they pushed it to 2005 instead of 2004.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was the best part of your trip?
Oh, man.
I would have to say that the best part was, I think the universal language is a smile and a hug, and it was amazing to have just random people come up to you and just shake your hand or hug you, and it didn't matter which country you're from, it just, that you were there and they were there, and you were there both there for the same reason, so.
Mm-hmm.
We came together as Catholics, not as people from United States and Canada and Brazil. We came together as Catholics, and that was like the uniting factor, and even though you did have difficulty speaking with people sometimes or understanding what they were trying to say,
definitely.
We in the end, we all knew what everybody else was feeling and going through because we all came there for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really interesting. And I think also the community from the diocese that we went with was, we became a lot closer with each other, and, you know, we found out the different baggage and luggage that everybody else was carrying, you know, to the trip with them, and you get to see a personal aspect of everybody instead of just knowing them by name on a
yeah,
trip like
definitely.
This because the emotions that flow and everything like that, you just get to know everybody so much deeper, and it was interesting.
I think mm-hmm. we left 71 different people and we came back one big family.
Mm-hmm.
We were just like, it was like the hardest goodbye I ever had to say to everybody. It was like, oh, I don't even want to leave. Like, this is a drill. Let's get on the bus and go
yeah.
back.
We
just wanted
too.
You to see the parents and like, let's go.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guests this week are Jordan Ashby, Drew Phillips, Rachel Panacci.
Yes.
Okay, I said that correctly. All right. And Alicia Blevin, and they have all just returned from World Youth Day in Canada, and as you can tell, they're very enthused and excited, and their enthusiasm is catching. Another question that I'd like to ask you is, what aspect of World Youth Day do you think you'll remember for the rest of your life? One certain thing will stand out, do you think?
People, I think. Everybody in general was so nice, and even the people of Toronto welcomed us with open arms. One guy was late for work because he wanted to talk to us and tell us about, he wanted us to talk to him. And when we were walking back to the bus, how many miles it was, people were out there with their hoses squirting us down and making sure that we were nice and cool and giving us water, and just the people of the World Youth Day, they were just so nice, and
mm-hmm.
everything was amazing, just amazing.
I would agree with the people, because when we got lost one day, I was
one day?
Well, we got really lost one day. We were supposed to paint a mural.
Yeah, that
and,
we got lost.
Well, the bus driver wasn't much help and dropped us off about 21 stops from where we should have been. And we were walking back, and this woman said that she would take us about 2 miles that she walked with us to the actual bus station. She said that she was asking God for a reason to go for a walk, and she said God answered her prayer, so...
Huh.
Or the lady with the pin.
Yeah, one day we were getting off the bus, and the lady from Toronto was a older lady, and she stopped us, and she just wanted to, you know, say hi, and we offered her a pin of the symbol for World Youth Day, and she was, like, that made her day, and she said she was just going to go home and smile all day and look
she's
at the pin. Because
she was
so excited,
happy. And
just that we were, you know, so kind to just give her something as simple as a pin. It was interesting.
That's great. What, did you make friends?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I thought it was amazing how close we got in just, like, 1 week. I didn't think that was really possible.
Make friends with people in the group from the Diocese of Wilmington?
Yeah.
Or from other places as well?
I talked to people from
Rachel
Poland.
And I kinda,
we had an
Italian guy come up to us. He wants us to go over to Italy. And, or he wants to come over to the States and visit us. And
yeah.
So he gave us his email and everything like that. And he's like, I want to talk to you.
He sat there and talked to us for like a half hour during lunch. And he just stayed until his like group like took him away from us.
Well, while you were gone, the media here, back here in the United States, in covering World Youth Day, concentrated on two things. Number one was the frailty of the Pope, and you've already talked about that, but
no,
he was
not.
Not
it wasn't true.
He might have been frail in body, but his spirit was stronger than
that. Oh, and it showed.
Yeah.
He just glued the whole
everybody else up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing was the sexual abuse crisis in the United States. Was that on your mind at all?
No. When we got home, we were actually pretty mad about that. Everybody was coming up to us.
About
like how that was all through the newspaper, because when we were there we didn't really pay attention to it.
Right.
And we thought about it, and the only time the Pope ever mentioned it was like in two sentences during the leaving prayer or whatever.
The closing.
And we just thought it was kind of bad that that's the publicity that it got back here.
Right. Because
it wasn't
kinda
about
made
that
us
at
all.
Upset.
Like the main idea that he said was even through all like the different scandal and different problems that the church is supposedly having right now, he said that the littlest light will shine through the darkness, and that was basically his attitude towards it. So don't let that bring you down, because there's so many other priests and so many other religious and just Catholics as a whole that are doing good and are there to help every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
So those few people that are there, don't let that bring us down.
Mm-hmm.
I think the press should kind of know that they're really causing problems a lot of times, because I work at a retirement home for priests and brothers, and one of them, a brother there, was talking to me about how he can't really go up to anyone now and hug them and kiss them if it's a child or if it's a boy or anything like that. And I think that the media has caused a lot of problems, and I think that through the spirit of World Youth Day, we've kind of cleared that up a little.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's terrific. One final question in the last couple minutes that we have together. How are you different now than you were before you went to World Youth Day?
We know the main thing. The first day that we went, we heard the bishop, and he says, know the main thing and keep the main thing, the main thing.
Know the main thing.
Yeah,
main
thing.
Keep
the main thing,
the main
thing.
Sorry.
So
that was like our theme for the entire
week. That
was
what we always shout. We always remember that in the midst of hectic.
And washing other people's feet.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Go out of your way to
help others.
And everything happens for a reason.
And then also heaven is filled with people who get it. And
yes, we get it.
Yeah.
So
that's terrific. Thanks so much, Jordan Ashby, Drew Phillips, Rachel Panacci, and Alicia Blevin. Sorry, Alicia Blevin.
You got her name right in the middle.
That's right. I was concentrating on Rachel so much I messed up yours. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thanks so much for being my guest this morning
on Catholic Forum.
And we'll come back after the next World Youth Day. We'll talk about
sounds
it.
Good.
And we'll see everybody out there. You need to come.
Yeah, come join us
in Germany.
Yeah, tune in next Sunday.